What is up, everybody? Thursday, and we are at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill. Meet Mike Dettillier here in Kennebra, 4540 Williams Boulevard. Be here till 7 o'clock, and then Thursday night football takes over. The New York Giants and Dallas Cowboys tonight, Mike. But lots of action always, obviously, at the Treasure Chest. Plenty of casino games, gambling, and plenty to eat as well in the bar and grill.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to thank Mr. Eddie Este. Ronnie Este's older brother come by and visit us. He lives in Harahan, so he took a little trip down here. We reminiscing a little bit about them days on the bayou. Don't live there no more, but he grew up there. And also Miss Kathy and Mr. John here from the Bay St. Louis area come on by and visit us. They kind of watch us a little bit on another show on Mondays, and so they took the trip down here to Kenna. To see us at the Treasure Chest. So we appreciate y'all stopping on by, and they already partaking in the eating here at the league. So they happy right now. They happy. So we want to thank y'all for dropping by. Appreciate it.
Looking at, Mike, the big news right now, obviously everyone concerned about the Saints injury report after yesterday. The Saints ended up finishing a practice today. The injury report is out for Thursday. A little bit of change in some of the action. You see that Landon Young was upgraded from limited to a full go. He's dealing with a foot issue. Another did not practice yesterday was Alante Taylor. Thankfully, he is a full go for the black and gold. Alvin Kamara also upgraded to limited after not practicing yesterday. But the two big ones, at least, DeMario Davis still dealing with a hamstring issue, not practicing. Also guard Cesar Ruiz with a knee issue, not practicing. And then some two additions to this injury report for Thursday. A.T. Perry, the wide receiver, hamstring, didn't practice. And then Cedric Wilson Jr., another wide receiver with an ankle issue, was limited.
Good news, Alvin.
Yeah, back for at sure. Practice, you need him.
Because, he's such a big part of your attack. Now, we figured Alante Taylor, because of the illness, that he would be back.
Got some good meds.
Alvin Kamara being back at practice, I know it was limited, but you kind of figure that he's going to play.
Progressing right, at least.
Well, I think the bigger news is what happened in Atlanta.
Right.
With you got some guys there, and Jake Matthews, and there's, I think, another Matthews to be added to the clan. They got a bunch of them. Bobby played with Clay in the original Bruce Matthews and
right.
All that.
Dude, what an NFL bloodline.
Man, do they have it. And then Matt Judon
big
with
one,
a hamstring
right.
With limited. And Bijan Robinson, who has – he's talked about he's got a little bit of a shoulder that has given him some issues, and he was limited today. So everybody's coming in walking wounded. I talked about this to Deuce yesterday. I counted, and I went back, and the count was 14 starting offensive linemen went down to injuries this past weekend. 14! And a big chunk of them was in the Eagles Saints game, and then Atlanta
right.
Catches it with two of them also. So that's not a lot of depth out there to say, oh, some guy on the street got his hand up. Okay, I don't know if he can play or not, but it does go to show you. And I talked about this quite a bit. I did a kind of research paper myself on it a few years back on which positions get hurt the most, tackles, guard, center, 1, 2, 3. The good news on here is Landon Young back as a full participant, and with Cesar Ruiz missing another day.
Not looking
that
good.
Tells me Landon Young, they're going to kick him inside the guard. He's going to be your starting guard.
Right. Now, you talk about it a lot, too, obviously, the center being so vital, especially when it comes to gambling. That's what I was going to say, though, too. The Saints obviously dealing with McCoy. He's on injured reserve now, but the Falcons center also out this game.
Yeah, so,
even Stevens right there, at least.
Pretty much. And now you got McGrady. He's
back-to-back days, right?
Back-to-back days, did not participate. So you got a situation there, your right tackle and your starting center. And with the Saints, you won't have your starting center, that's for sure. And you probably won't have your starting right guard. Everybody's walking in with some injuries one way or another along the offensive line.
Yeah, it's interesting. Obviously, the Saints elevated Shane Lemieux yesterday from the practice squad to the active roster, and I'll be curious to see how they end up positioning all these guys on the offensive line with so many, you know, holes and pieces seeming to have to be shuffled around.
Yeah, and Reed, he signed to the practice squad, but I wouldn't be surprised he gets elevated because he has played in the NFL. He's 32 years old. He's bounced all over the league.
Been there, done that, right?
He has played at both center and guard, and so he would give you that. I've seen, man, in the past with Lemieux at center in the preseason, it wasn't real good.
Not a ton of confidence, right?
Yeah, he kind of rolled a few of them, and then he almost hoisted one over the head of both backup quarterbacks for the Saints.
I know Deuce mentioned, though, yesterday the fact that he thinks that Lemieux could end up being in that center role to keep, obviously, some consistency at the tackle position with what's his name? Who filled in at center? Lucas Patrick, I'm sorry.
Yeah, with Lucas. But Lucas has started a lot of games in this league.
Right.
At the center position. He's used to it. I think what happens when you lose your starting center is the communication part of it. Okay, you the center, and you are communicating with the two guards. And the two guards are communicating with the two tackles. And then if you got to come out of that and redo it, then you got to re-communicate with everybody. Okay, this is not Polk High and you're not Al Bundy. When I played in high school, okay, when you played, this is a much different game today and how they attack you today a lot more, let's say, than when Bob played. I think a lot of that was coming off the edge if they sent somebody. Today, it's right up the middle. It's right up the A-gap. They're coming in and trying to get pressure on you because the quickest thing to get to the quarterback is a straight line, and they're putting a lot of heat on you right up the gap. You got to know what you're doing, and you got to get the other four guys to understand what they got to do. And a lot of times, too, Kevin Mawai brought this up to me at Louisiana Line Camp, that with all these young quarterbacks now, and we see them, you know, with Caleb Williams in Chicago, we certainly see it with Jaden Daniels, with the Commanders, Bo Nix in Denver, that sometimes it's calming a young quarterback down. You know, good play, bad play. Hey. It's, you know, trying to calm them down a little
bit.
Absolutely. Because you can get overly excited a little bit, and that's part of the center. His de-escalate, maybe you getting a little bit too high, a little bit too low with things.
Want to hear from you folks on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870, or stop by. We're at the Treasure Chest Casino here till 7 o'clock inside the game bar and grill right next to the sports book. Put some money on the Saints, LSU, or although the Tigers haven't been covering this year.
They ain't covered a one game. yesterday, the guy we had on, Brad Evans, he was like, Mike, I think they'll cover this week. I said, well, you can gamble your money, not mine. I'm not doing that. Man, I do know South Alabama, and they may cover. But, man, South Alabama's been able to score some points. They rolled up over 80 against Bobby's old team at Northwestern State, and then last week it was over 50. So I think LSU wins this game, and I think they do it with some comfort in the second half, but they haven't played well defensively in the first half of games other than the first game
right. Against
Southern Cal.
Taking a break, we'll be right back, so stay tuned here on WWL at the Treasure Chest Casino. You heard the intro coming back in. We are at the Game Bar and Grill from the Treasure Chest Casino. Come join us here, 4540 Williams Boulevard, right in Kenner. Getting ready for the NFL season to kick off week four tonight. Kind of hard to believe we're already week four of the NFL season. It's going to be the Dallas Cowboys at New York Giants.
Before you know it, bloop.
Right, exactly.
It's going to be over with.
And after this week, you hate looking ahead to stuff, but after next week, this Sunday's game, next week we got Monday Night Football against the
Kansas
City Chiefs, right, yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. Man, Tulane picked up a big commitment today. I remember scouting his brother, Noah. He was first-round pick out of Auburn, but Tulane picked up today Michael Igbohini. And cornerback, he chose Tulane over Ole Miss, Florida State, Central Florida last year. Five interceptions in 13 games. So the mom and dad, both track athletes, tremendous track athletes. And so That's a big commitment. And in an area that I know in talking to Coach Summerall about, he had brought up that, you know, it gets harder and harder to get those guys because, you know what, they all want to play wide receiver. They all want to play receiver
sure,
today.
Sure, everybody wants to do the gritty like Jefferson.
Yeah, nobody want to play cover cornerback. That we would laugh, Pete Jenkins was saying about, man, about defensive, offensive linemen, you could put them all on one bus and bring them to the line camp. Now, that's not true because we got over 700 of them that come every year. But, you know, if you had to choose, everybody wants to play receivers, the glamour position today, but that's a big pickup. And, you know, I know his brother didn't have great success, so to speak, in the NFL. But he ended up being a first-round pick coming out of Auburn. So Green Bay picking up Michael Igbohene, who's a nice-sized cornerback. And that's you up against Ole Miss, Florida State, Central Florida. That's a big get for him.
No, Coach, looking like Coach Summerall is a closer, too, when it comes to recruiting.
Yeah, he's really good with that. Man, he got a good sense of humor, too. We get along good on Tulane Tuesday, and he laughs at a lot of the stuff. But he got a good sense of humor. You can tell he's a really good coach. He understands the game at a certain level, and he plays to the strength of his football team. And he knows right now with the young quarterback who's super talented. Mensah is really, really good. But the bread and butter is offensive line play, running the football.
Yeah.
They gave up some big plays against the Raging Cajuns, and I give them credit there. The Raging Cajuns, they, especially early on, made a bunch of big plays, but they got off the field on third down. And I thought that was super important for Tulane in their win last week against what's that team they beat, Charlie Long?
University Man. Of Louisiana. He's going to be real quiet now.
Yeah, I ain't going here. But listen, it took them to the end to finally kind of seal the deal.
We're going to do it. Step away, take a break. We'll be right back and get the director of marketing here at the Treasure Chest, Rodney Miller, on with us right here on WWL. I want you to stop by. We're at 4540 Williams Boulevard. That's the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill right here on WWL after the break. Yes, indeed. We are back in Treasure Chest Thursdays here on WWL and happy to welcome in with us the director of marketing over here, Rodney Miller. Appreciate you always having us. And how you doing today?
Doing great. Welcome to the all-new Treasure Chest. We're having some fun out here. It's good to have y'all over here.
Rodney told me you've been here 20 years with Treasure Chest, and man, to have it here, it's easy to get to. You can't miss it, so to speak. You're on the right-hand side as you're driving down.
Yeah.
But, man, they got so many different features now, especially the steakhouse, also with the league here that you can come and eat, and they got all the TVs. You can come gamble a little bit. And
oh, yeah.
If you want to place a nickel or two or four or five or ten on a ball game, you can do that too.
Oh, yeah. We got a little something for everybody. That's what's so exciting. You know, you joke about the it's easy to get to. You know, a lot of times people ask us what we're excited about. It's parking.
Oh, what?
It's the simple
in the
things.
The front, like, the side. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Oh, yeah. We, you know, for the longest times, you know, 30 years on the riverboat, and we asked guests, and they wanted to get on a shuttle or walk. You
That's
know,
true.
To put it in sports perspectives, it was three football fields long. Somebody had to walk to get to the front doors of the riverboat.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's just goal line. You know, you're right there.
I never forget the first time we came to the when it was riverboat, and you know, my wife said, "Oh, you can park right here. They'll come get you in the shuttle bus." I was like, "Shuttle bus?" She was like, "Yeah, you can't walk over there." I was like, "Okay." And but everybody was happy. You got into the little overhang and everything, and so it all worked out real well. But man, this is awesome here.
Yeah, how long has this been open now? This location?
So we opened beginning of June. So we're going on our fourth month. You know, time flies when you're having fun.
Right.
So you know, yeah, it's exciting. You know. For 20 years, I've kind of come here with a smile on my face, but the smile's been a lot bigger, you know, and it's been a lot bigger on the people walking in as well. You know, like you said, we have everything from new slot machines, more table games, more restaurants. That's exciting part about it, to have a steakhouse to sit down in, have this fantastic venue right here, the game with the sports sports book right next to. FanDuel's been a very good partner with us. Number one sports book in the country.
You sound like Bobby with that.
Not number one.
Exactly, and it's good to have that and to put the product right next to it, like the game. You know, at the game, we wanted to you know, it's all about, at the end of the day, the game. You know, y'all talk throughout the week about the game.
Yeah.
And we wanted to kind of have a venue where it all kind of comes together. You know, it's the food, it's the atmosphere, it's the sports book right next to the casino. So it has a little of everything. It all comes about the game.
And a lot of times, you know, you're playing a little bit, and it might not be too good for you. So, you know, come cool off in here. You get you a drink or two. You get you something to eat. You know, you watch the games because, man, you're surrounded by TVs here. And then, you know, man, I know it's my time to win. And I go back out and maybe try to click it this time.
Exactly, just steps away. So, you know, and you can hear the winning going on from in here, you know, and the winning's going on in here as well as the Saints and hopefully LSU as well this week.
You know? Obviously, you've been with the Treasure Chest so long now, but what's it been like now with the sports gambling becoming so popular and prominent?
It's brought in some new faces.
Right.
You know, it's a lot different group. So we're excited they came in, and, you know, it's something new for us that we've been learning and having fun with, you know. And, you know, on Sundays and Saturdays, you know, it's a lot different in here. You know, people cheer a little bit extra sometimes.
The crazy thing about it is you wouldn't think they got that much interest in you know, North Dakota State or South Florida or Illinois.
Everybody's got those parlays going.
You come in here, oh, man, do you know the score of that Illinois game? What? Man, you know, you are living in Louisiana. I know, but I got maybe a little bit of coin on that Illinois game. So it broadens the perspective, so to speak, if that's your gig to do and you got all the amenities here to do it.
Exactly, yeah. You know, you got all these TVs, so like you said, one game is watching North Dakota, one game's over here watching, you know, an Eastern Coast team, and, you know, you hear cheers, and you're like, wait, no, my game's not doing that good, you know. So you hear the different kind of back and forth, and it's exciting to see that and, you know, either cheer or kind of root them on a little bit different.
And we're doing this right before Thursday night, and we'll be here every Thursday, other than I think a couple Thursdays. One of the Thursdays when the Saints play on a Thursday when they play Sean Payton and the Broncos. So tonight, Dallas and the Giants. And we saw last week, it was maybe a half an hour before the game started. They had a nice little line. Everybody's looking
right before the game.
Right before the game. Man, I'm thinking about it. No, let me go and hurry up, place that game. And then they sit in here. The food's awesome here. And y'all got a lot of great food and drink specials here.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the exciting thing. You know, we're working on a new fall lineup already. We're kind of changing the menu, you know, kind of keep it new, keep it fresh. So the kitchen here at the game and all of our restaurants really are kind of putting in a new menu for the fall. And that will be rolled out very soon, you know, more sandwich options, more combinations to our pizza, our wings, more appetizers, more on the bar as well, more craft beers. We're excited about the bar. Like you said, if food's not the thing, we have like the social side with drinks and just different options, everything for everybody.
And two is, won't be too much longer, you know, because we are the radio station of the Pelicans, and you can watch that game right here.
Oh, yeah.
And come watch it if it's a Monday night, a Tuesday, a Thursday, or whatever, the Pelicans, because that starts in October, right, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we right around the corner from Pelicans basketball, and then, man, that thing lasts all the way to the end of April, sort of speaking, if you're able to advance into May. So, hey, come on down here to the Treasure Chest and get something to eat, watch the games. If you're into making a little bit, I think you can make a little money. Go, you can give
a little bit
of chance of luck over here.
I'm curious, you know, we talked a little bit about obviously the drinks and some of the casual food here at the, you know, the game bar and grill, also the cafe. But what about the steakhouse that's here? Is it more of a fine dining kind of experience?
Definitely an elevated experience. We brought in some great chefs from Vegas.
Okay.
So they've got some different spin on things, you know, but they definitely blended in the local. You know, you got to have that local flair to it as well.
Gonna have to bring the wife for a date night.
Exactly. You know, it's a great atmosphere.
Well, Steve, don't keep that money in your pocket. Man, you got to come over here and spend some of that. It ain't that far from your house.
No, definitely not.
No, yeah, just around the corner, like we like to say. But the steakhouse has kind of been the fun part as well. You know, they kind of give that elevated experience. I wasn't here, but back in the day, we used to have a steakhouse over on the boat, and kind of this is far better and a lot different. Like I said, good atmosphere. You kind of don't even think you're off right on the casino floor. You know, you kind of lose sight of that. But then right when you walk out, you're right there.
I know one of the chefs, he went to the John Falls Culinary Institute at Nichols State.
Okay.
And he told me that he was cooking here.
Yeah, so. There's that local
But he
flair.
Did spend
That's
some time
right
in
there.
Vegas.
Yeah.
He did spend some time there before he ends up here.
And Jeff Falls is the best. I mean, if somebody you got to learn from, that's one of the best right there.
Looking at the action that's going on in the casino, you mentioned some of the, obviously, the table games. You've got the jackpots on the slot machines. What are some of the other action that you have on the floor for folks?
Well, you know, just bringing it in, we brought in over 350 new games, you know, when we came over here. So, I mean, the latest and greatest, you know, all hot and ready to hit the big one, you know, and you can't miss it when you walk in. They're very dynamic, you know, right there. And so we're excited just to have new games that are some, you know, just at Treasure Chest, just in Louisiana, but a lot of kind of the favorites and kind of new spin on the favorites. And then the table games. We love that it's in the center of the casino, kind of captures that whole atmosphere.
Sure.
You know, it kind of brings you all in. You know, having three floors over on the riverboat with something, you just kind of miss that. So we're just excited for one huge casino floor where everybody kind of is a part of that atmosphere. You know, we have a great rewards program, Board Rewards.
Right.
A lot of great benefits when you sign up for that. And, you know, we'll get you started right away with an offer right in your hands. When you sign up, it's easy. And you kind of be a part of the family and start seeing some great stuff.
Is still the most played game the slots, or do you find that it's been a little bit of a swing more toward the table games if you want to play blackjack or whatever?
Still the slots. You know, the interesting part is now you can play table games on like an electronic slot version.
Yeah.
You know, so which is great. You know, those kind of who just don't want to dabble into the table games and get right into it, you can kind of learn it on the electronic side and then kind of progress up to the tables. You know, we got a lot of new faces on the table side. It's just, you know, great dealers that we have, you know, some good mix of table games, and that's been exciting to kind of see. And, you know, it's a little of both. You know, you can play both. You know, you don't have to be one or the other. You can play tables from one side and go right over to the slots, but there's a lot of great games out there nowadays.
I was telling Steve last week when I came in, you would figure, you know, because I still live on the bay. The first two people I meet, they leave and I'm coming in because they've been here for a while. Were two people from the Bayou area.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, what you doing here? I was like, no, I got to come do a show over here. Well, I didn't realize y'all doing a show. And I said, no, it's our first one this week. people from all over here, but you were able to, man, I tell you, for a Thursday, you got a pretty good crowd over here for a Thursday afternoon before the sun goes down, because normally it sort of picks up there. After night, people are working, unless you do shift work and that sort of thing. But, man, you got a great crowd here for during the day.
Well, like you said, it's easy to get to. You know,
yeah.
It's just off the interstate, just down Williams Boulevard, right at the lake. You know, I was at Morgan City yesterday. It's an easy drive from the Bayou area. You know,
Oklahoma. Oh, my goodness.
We got a lot of good guests from that area coming to us all over the North Shore and just around Kenner Metairie. So we're excited that we were able to kind of expand our little neighborhood of guests.
Yeah. How you been feeling about the Saints so far this season? I know obviously last week was a bit rough, but man, we had a great hot start to the year, and hopefully we can get back on the winning track this Sunday in Atlanta.
First 2 weeks, you know, especially that Dallas game, I was like, we're watching the old Saints offense. I
mean, pinch me, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Pinch me. This can't be real.
This can't be, you know, and I always get worried with Philadelphia, you know, when we get a mobile quarterback in like Hurts.
You know it, right?
Kinda, you could see the difference in this team, and I think we'll injuries always come into play. You know, we got a little nicked up on the offensive line, and Kamara.
Atlanta too.
Yeah, exactly.
Both of them are going to be missing probably two starting offensive linemen this week.
Good news, Kirk Cousins not so mobile.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I blitz Kurt basically 80% of the time if he's throwing the ball. My thing is, in watching him the first couple of weeks, man, you know, and he was never a super mobile guy to begin with, but man, now coming off the Achilles, and I get that, and he's not young no more. Okay, prove it to me that you can hit those passes. Just make sure you cover the tight end. Last week they had some difficulties with Goddard.
They got a good tight end, too.
Oh, yeah. The Pitts guy, when he's healthy, Kyle Pitts is a tremendous athlete. And so Let's see if that can they can shut that down, because I think watching that game film, obvious, they're going to try to hit on exact same thing that the Eagles did last week with Goddard. They're going to try that with Kyle Pitts.
For you, Mike, when you see that with Pitts, what's been his issue? Is it mainly been injuries? But
it's been
because
injuries.
I feel even though when he's healthy, they haven't really targeted him much.
Because, you know, you kind of get out of rhythm. You're out for 3 or 4 weeks. You come back, and it's not that connection. But with a veteran quarterback who's used to throwing to the tight end. Man, he had a good one in Minnesota in that T.J. Hockenson. The Saints still trying to cover him from last year. What, he caught like 10 passes in one half? Against the Saints, and that was when they had the astronaut quarterback.
Right. Joshua Dobbs.
Yeah, Josh has made a living, and now he's with the 49ers. Now he's done pretty well. Goes to show you, I could have told him this long ago, NASA don't pay what you might think. Okay, the NFL is paying better, even as a backup quarterback there. But this is an awesome place, Rodney. Y'all really have it fixed up well, and, man, people just praise just how clean everything is and how sleek it is and easy to get, you know, from one venue to the next here.
Yeah, no, it's all centralized. You know, it's easy to find everything around, and we're thrilled. And we're thrilled that y'all are here with us on a weekly basis, and everything couldn't be great.
Love the convenience and obviously, too, the safety of obviously being outside the city limits.
It's a little different.
You're definitely a little different.
Okay, Steve. I'll let you roll with that one.
I want to appreciate the time, Rodney, for sure, the director of marketing here at Treasure Chest Casino.
So you're going to be a regular with us, right, Rodney? You're going to be a regular every
Oh, yeah. Y'all are regular. Oh. I'm here. We're all
right. Okay. He's here for Treasure Chest Thursdays.
That's it.
We're going to make it a thing.
We'll connect with that every Thursday at 4:30. We'll have on with us Rodney Miller, the director of marketing here at Treasure Chest Casino.
Definitely appreciate the time, and we're going to take a break. Be right back with more. Stay tuned right here on WWL Saints, LSU, and Pelicans Radio. Back here on Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino, and you're talking about the game. And the game tonight, Thursday Night Football, kicking off Week 4. We've got the Dallas Cowboys at the New York Giants. Both teams, 1-2. You know, Jerry got to be a little bit upset with this team, man.
A little bit. And a little bit about it. No, they almost given up, man, like 30 points a game. Interested to see how they handle Malik Nabers tonight. Because, man, Malik's been on a tear early on. I know he's not playing with Patrick Mahomes, but still, man, he was one of those guys that you could see first time you watched him in an LSU uniform.
You just knew.
Yeah, he had the it factor, and you can't describe it or tell anybody what's involved with it, but he had it. His ability to make a catch in traffic, you know, his quickness to get into and out of a cut and a break. And then, you know, people will say, well, he's not fast. I was like, what? Not fast? You ain't never seen him run.
Right.
You know, not a lot of people catching him out in the open field. Now, he couldn't run like Brian Thomas Jr. Brian, man. And Brian's was a football puppy. He didn't play football until his junior year in high school. He was a track athlete, basketball player. And to see, you know, Brian now, and he's doing well with Jacksonville, even though Jacksonville isn't doing well. But, man, him and Malik, great combination there for Jaden. And, man, what a Monday night for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, you talk about that Monday night game. What a commercial for LSU, huh? I mean, it just
– it's a running commercial.
They're all over, you know, the NFL, obviously. But to be on display like that, two prominent Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks going on, it was really awesome.
Yeah, I told this to Charlie when we did the interview when he came to Manning. He's the most humble superstar you'll ever be around.
Who's that?
Jaden Daniels.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And okay, yeah, I'll get it. It's all about my teammates. It's all about winning. You know, it's never about him other than to get better. Then it's all about him. I got to do better. And to hear him talk, and you know, he's a God-fearing man. He always brings that up in any interview that you talk to him. You always say that. He was raised well. Mom and Dad did a good job with Jaden Daniels in raising him well. He's
a good
fantastic young man. And what he's done early, because I think everybody thinks, like with C.J. Stroud, you'll see that from everybody. Okay, all I know is Caleb Williams ain't no C.J. Stroud early. And Bo Nix, he had game. Yeah, man, that's an outlier to see what C.J. did last year for the Houston Texans. But Jaden might give him a run. He might have that run on it because, man, he's such a smart guy, too. You've got to run him out of the film room.
Sorry, Mike. We want to see you folks here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Join us at the Game Bar and Grill. Me and Mike here till 7 o'clock. Then Thursday Night Football will take over. Place your bets, folks. Be back with more right after this on WWL.